يغيب وذو اللطائف لا يغيب وأرجوه رجاء لا يخيب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to our class on sanitation of the soul. We're going to be going through a very important book written by a medieval giant of Islam, Sheikh Ahmed Dardir, called Al-Kharida Al-Bahiyya, The Glimmering Pearl, right? Like if you look into the dark sea, you see this pearl glimmering. If you look at all of the things around you in the postmodern world, Islam, mashallah, is like a glimmering pearl. Allahu Akbar. And this section of the book that we're talking about is the last section of it. It's actually a poem, and he actually explained it as well. But the first part of the book, you can see up to this point, is dealing with theology, is dealing with creedal issues. So someone may ask, like, why does he put creed before tasawwuf? If I were to tell you, you know, go somewhere and find somebody for me, and I didn't tell you who it was, how would you find them? Or go and get something for me, and I didn't tell you what it was, how would you get it for me? You wouldn't be able to. So how can someone claim to have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bidun ma'rifatihi, without knowing him? How can someone claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly without knowing him? How can someone claim to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowing fiqh? So what the Shaykh is doing here is he's teaching us the methodology, the pedagogical methodology of Islam. That we start with creed, we move to fiqh, and we finish with tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is the cherry on top. And what he's doing is he's helping save us from notions of contemporary New Age spirituality, which is really a gloss for hyper-individualism. And that is that a true relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be done by learning who Allah is. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You must know that there's no God except Allah. Knowing His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ, and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ يُطِعُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. Who obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that comes at-tasawwuf, spirituality in Islam, and unlike the word spirituality, the purification of the soul and the development of the soul's ability to sense between good and evil and be sensitive to good and evil is found at the steps of aqidah and fiqh. So now you can understand why at Swiss, our core system is based on aqidah, theology, fiqh, practice, and tasawwuf, spirituality. Subhanallah. Sheikh Ahmed Dardir, he says it beautifully. لا يمكن السير إلى الله تعالى إلا بعد معرفته. That there's no way you can travel to God if you don't know God. And I like to say, لا يمكن السير إلى الله تعالى إلا بعد معرفة دينه, without his deen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Shaykh is going to talk about the definitions of tasawwuf, and he does something really, really incredible. And this is something that I really enjoy by certain scholars when they do this, because it shows you their depth and their precision and nuance. And that is, he defines tasawwuf in two ways. Number one is as a science, as a field of study. Number two, as a practice. What does it mean to practice living a life where I understand I am trying to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have a meaningful relationship with faith? So the first, he says, at-tasawwuf ilman, the tasawwuf defined as a science, هو علم بأصول يعرف به صلاح القلب وسائر الحواس. He says that it is the knowledge of certain principles. And usul here means things that have come from the Quran and Sunnah. That by knowing them, someone will be aware of how to purify his or her heart and his or her, he uses hawas, meaning perceptions, but this not only means perceptions, right? It also means our limbs. I've added to this definition, and I said, huwa ilmun bi usulin yu'rafu bihi salahu al-qalbi wal-fikri wasa'iril hawas. That this is a knowledge, the knowledge of certain foundations who teach us and help us recognize a pure heart, a pure mind and thoughts, pure perceptions and actions. That's tasawwuf ilman. Then he moves on to the definition amalan, and this definition is no joke because it immediately centers us on responsibility. You know, the first definition, we can argue about it back and forth. We can engage in kind of an intellectual discussion. But the second definition, the amali definition, does not play, man. It does not play. And it oozes with responsibility. It commands responsibility. So he says, rahimahullah, huwa al-akhdhu bil-ahwati min al-ma'murat. That, and he's going to divide this definition into three parts. That tasawwuf is to take caution when it comes to the commands of God, meaning that you're extra careful when it comes to making sure that you and I observe what Allah has commanded. Wajtinabu al-munhiyat, and to ijtinab means to go far away. So ijtinab means to distance myself as far as I can from the prohibited. So the first, I'm being extra careful. I'm diving in the deep end when it comes to making sure that I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, I am running to the hills and getting far as I can from any semblance of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالِاقْتِصَارُ عَلَى الدُّرُورِيَّةِ مِنَ الْمُبَحَاتِ Ya Allah, minimalism. The third component of tasawwuf is to restrict myself to the necessities when it comes to the permissible. Whew, this is a tough definition. It makes me feel like I got a lot of work to do. I don't know about you, but I'm reading it. I'm like, oh man. Number one is that I akhdhu bil ahwat, that I am taking all necessary caution, min al ma'murat, when it comes to the commands of Allah. Wajtinab, and I'm distancing myself as far as I can from the things that Allah has prohibited. And finally, al-iqtisaru ala ad-dururiyyati min al-mubahat. That even in the area of the permissible, I am limiting myself, restricting myself to the things which are a necessity. It's not easy, man. That's not easy. And what we understand from this is that the purification of the heart is not an event. Again, this is New Age spirituality, that we have the epiphany and then we're all good. No, no. Spirituality is a long-term process that is going to come with ups and downs. I don't like to use the word spirituality, but I'm just doing it for the sake of clarity. Tasawwuf or tazkiyatun nafs is not an event. It is a process that demands throughout our lives, we are constantly working on these things. Improving my adherence to the commands of Allah, distancing myself from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then trying to manage iqtisar ala dururiyat min al-mubahat, to minimize things so I can lighten my load. Because if faith is a mountain, if I try to pack too many things in this bag, I'm not going to be able to climb. So what do I have to do? I have to restrict it to what I need, what is a necessity. The Shaykh, he continues and he says, وَغَايَتُهُ, that the objective of tasawwuf, صَلَاحُ الْقَلْبِ, is the purification of the heart. And actually, salah, purification doesn't really give us the meaning. It's like sanitation. Islah means to take something that was fasid and make it pure. هذا إصلاح يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah says He will guide you by rectifying your deeds for you. So salahu al-qalb means that I'm always engaged in trying to spring clean this thing, man. Work on myself. Wasa'ir al-hawas, as well as my perceptions and my attitudes and my ideas. والأعضاء في الدنيا and my limbs in this life. والفوز بأعلى المراتب في العقبة. الله أكبر. And of course then, the other objective of tasawwuf is that I'm going to experience bliss in the hereafter at the highest levels. So alhamdulillah, we now continue with the text, mashallah ta'ala, and move on to the first practice. What is the first practice? Because this text is designed to give us things we can practically do. What are the things we can practically do to increase our faith and have a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.